I think it's insightful that in the reaction to this, the Dr. Monroe, the college president, he referred to Martin Luther King Jr. And that kind of response brings back the 50s and 60s when there was a lot of this racism. And if you want to use the word racist, I don't like to use the word race technically because we're all human. I like to fill out forms that ask for my race. I like to fill it out as human. But in the 50s and 60s, my family, my dad's family, he grew up in the South, and my dad and my grandfather, they sometimes literally faced physical altercations because they had several close friends who were black and they were white. And so when we hearken back to those days, compare them to today, and you see Martin Luther King Jr. talking about character and morality. And now we hear the new rhetoric. The Drexel University professor who recently called for said, "All I want for Christmas is white genocide," or the guy in Connecticut who started the hashtag right after the Republicans were shot on the baseball field, "Let them bleeping die." Do you feel like we've progressed a lot since the 1960s, or what, in your opinion, maybe is going on with some of the vitriol and polarization that we see in the news a lot right now?
Well, I do believe that we always will have racism and hatred. We'll always have tribalism and separation. I think the difference is that with our modern media and technology, that it gets a greater platform. The thing that bothers me the most, and I really appreciate what the professor of Essex County said when he brought in Martin Luther King's comments and commentary. It's very clear the Bible says, "Don't overcome evil with evil, but overcome it with good." And so we have to, anytime this type of rhetoric is displayed, we need to address it, and we need to also make it clear that this is counterproductive to us as a society. Again, I think that we always will have hatred. We will always have animosity between people because that's the fallen nature of humanity. I just think it has a bigger platform now, and unfortunately, we have media outlets that will sometimes promote these things because it does bring in ratings. It does bring in conversation. It brings attention to people because we know that the enemy brings a little bit of truth, and he brings in enough truth to let us be to let many people be deceived by this hateful rhetoric that is counterproductive, like I said. And as a black person, it would be hypocritical for me to promote it.